is immigration. As you may recall, for anyone that watched any portion of the election, immigration was a topic. You may have seen some coverage. There were divergent views on the right approach to the world. And the fella who won the election has some very, 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 very strong views. So what I'm going to walk through are really some of the executive orders that have come out of the Trump administration in the first 100 days, as well as a little bit of pending legislation. And I'm not going to go into everything you've heard about. In other words, for this crowd, not that it's not important, and I believe it is important, I'm not going to really talk a lot about refugees. If you are interested in assisting people with asylum needs, which, by the way, I have become interested in assisting people with asylum needs, I encourage you to reach Mark Vocal at Dell, who is very, very active in the pro bono community, and he will connect you with the people that can get you to help people that need your help. But you don't have to do that, and I'm not really here to talk about that. What I am here to talk about is the effect that this is likely to have on the H-1B program in particular. So anybody that has spent any amount of time at a tech company has had some dealing with the H-1B program, phenomenally popular program. And then more broadly, what it may mean for the future talent pool that we have available to us in the United States. And I want to be really, really clear. That second part is super, super, super speculative. I have just a wee bit of initial evidence, and this is a complicated issue. Which brings me to the disclaimer portion of the speech. We need an arrangement between us. I am not going to presuppose to know any of your views. I'm really not. I will not do it. As a threshold matter, there are too many of you. But beyond that, I just won't do it. What I would ask is, in return, you do the same. I will give you a handful of guideposts in understanding my approach to this presentation. First thing you should know about this, I dislike Republicans and Democrats exactly equally.